WLR's Week on the Farm, a Data Today special.
Thanks to IFAC, an expert team of accountants and financial advisors with specialist knowledge of farming, food and agriculture business.
Well, this morning, Damien, we're out here in Ballinamult at the Early Bird Eggs facility of Trevor Power and Sandra. We're out here in Ballinamult and a chance to talk to Trevor and Sandra. First of all, Trevor, thanks for having us out here.
You're welcome, Ciarán. Welcome to Ballinamult.
Trevor, this whole early bird eggs and the whole poultry setup, of course, in the past, you weren't involved in poultry and you only switched in. Well, I believe this is the 20th anniversary, but you were very much a dairy and cattle farm.
Yeah, it started off as all dairying. It's about 20 years ago, over 20 years ago now, we looked into the farm was small. So it was what could we add on to make the farm more viable for the future? And poultry was the one thing that was interesting, that you didn't need as big amount of land and you could add on to the dairy side of it.
And you'd no experience in poultry. Where did you get the idea from? Was it just something yourself personally took on board, or did you get advice as regards diversifying into poultry?
Yeah, there wasn't any much poultry, I suppose, around here. There is another producer back the road, but there was a lot of poultry around Capoquin. So I suppose that was the starting thing to see, could we get into some areas? And then after doing some research for Tagus, the egg side of it was interesting, that you could have the free range and have the hens out. That would be.
And how important role did Chagas play? Because obviously help and advice, you're going into a new enterprise, a difficult enterprise as such, very specific, but was it Chagas who went for help and advice before you set up?
Oh, it was, yeah, definitely. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot more than I realised at the start. It's, managing hens is very different than managing cows. There's a lot of knowledge needed, and this attention to detail is really important.
Then as regards setup, obviously a big move. Initially, you now have three houses out here, but initially one house, and the idea of going free range, you were very keen on that from the start.
Yeah, we're going to do it. I think that side of it was most appealing, to have the birds out. Coming from a dairy side, the cows are always out to feed, so that side seemed to work better for us. That if you're producing more natural product, that customers would hopefully go for that.
Obviously then getting the right type of breed and indeed sourcing that. Where did you go for help as regards breed selection, number one, and secondly, for actually sourcing your hens?
I had heard about the Highline breed and they're in Kilworth and Cork. So because they're close, they were the only ones on this end of the country that were rearing hens. And after seeing the birds, that they're a good big-sized hen that produce larger eggs, which most customers want. So that was the reason we went with them first, and we've stayed with them for the last 20 years.
Sandra, turning to you, obviously, early bird eggs, the yellow pack is a standout. Getting that right was so important from the start, getting a good brand and a good, easy-to-see pack.
Yeah, definitely. Early bird, we launched our own brand. I suppose we've been in hens since 2005. We did some wholesale and primarily the farmers markets. But more and more we were being asked, I suppose, if we weren't at the market, where can customers go to get the eggs? So we looked into what would be required to be able to sell to local retailers and shops. So that's when we launched our early bird eggs.
Yeah. And the name early bird?
Yeah, we had lots of thinking about the name and just a magic moment one night. I just thought, early bird.
It's a fantastic name. Before we came on air, you mentioned that you were surprised yourself that nobody else had taken it up.
Yeah. When we checked, obviously we had to register it to own the brand name. That it hadn't been taken. So we were delighted. And
then the yellow pack, it's a real standout on a supermarket shelf. That was a real game changer as well for you.
Yeah. When we did look at what was currently there on the shelves, and we wanted something to stand out and be colourful. And the yellow yolk, the yellow box, it all linked together.
Now, free-range poultry producers, obviously the department very much on, a lot of legislation, a lot of red tape involved. How difficult was that in the setup of the business?
Yeah, we have regular inspections from the Department of Agriculture. So for audits, obviously everything has to be perfect. So we get a lot of advice there and in setting up in the first place. And then also from the early bird and the packaging and having our own packing centre, that's a different set of requirements. Nice. And we also would have taken part then in the Food Academy programme when we launched into the super values as early bird eggs also.
And Trevor, turning to you, that was a real game changer for you.
It was. We had been thinking about supplying shops for a while. it's kind of daunting looking at it when I look at all the different regulations. How are you going to hit all, tick all the boxes and get it right? So we're lucky that the Food Academy program came along and was joint initiative with SuperValu and the Local Enterprise Board. So they worked with us. We were the first ones to do it, to work with us to get everything in place, all your paperwork, the branding, all that side of it, so you're ready to be on the supermarket shelves.
We mentioned earlier about sourcing the actual hen. The breed itself, you're still with the same breed over the 20 years.
Yeah, they're really good hens, and the Bryans and the family in Kilworth that rear them. Attention to detail in poultry is really important, and they have it there. To be fair, the hens are always perfect for me. So
them in. The lifespan of your hens?
And they come in, we buy them in at 14 months old, and then we have them for 16, 17 months laying on the farm.
Looking out here on the beautiful grass, the hen's house, really enjoying it. But also there's a feed needed as well. Feed selection, where do you go for help and advice there? Because obviously there's a huge variety of layers mash that you can use.
Yeah, Tagus are involved on that side as well as the Ryans as well. Because they're rearing the hens, it's really important that the ration that I use will tie in what they're being reared up. So it's really important to have a lot of wheat in the ration and a really good mineral vitamin mix as well.
Now, setting up, obviously, moving away from the dairy, as you were, and indeed beef as well, and calves and that on the farm. How many years did it take you before you fully switched over to poultry, or have you still a bit of other enterprise on board?
I still have beef cattle. I suppose it was 5-6 years after getting into the poultry that I got out of dairy. The poultry side was getting busier and busier, so I had to both jobs are 7 days a week. So we had to really pick one that was going to be the best going forward. So we went with the poultry.
One thing about eggs, very labor intensive. Obviously yourself and Sandra, it's very much a family run business, but as regards outside help, both on the farm and these, especially with deliveries.
Yeah, we have two people working on the farm now, which is great. You know, Siobhan and Ivan are helping with the grading, the packing and delivering. It means that it gives us more time to not to be working all the time and to keep things organised.
Sandra, turning to you, the farmer markets were a game changer. You mentioned it there in passing, but it really got you out there fronting with the customer, and that was really a game changer for you.
It was, yeah. We joined the Dungarvan Farmers Market in the summer, actually, of 2005. And also then in this December 2005, we joined the Farmers Market started in Clonmel. So Trevor is still a regular tender.
So you've done Garvin every Thursday, Clonmel every Saturday. Started all those years ago and still doing it.
Yeah, still doing it. And it's thanks to our customers who have been so loyal and have come back week on week to buy our eggs.
It just dawned on me, we mentioned the last time I spoke to you, COVID hit then, and then that really put the business upside down as regards markets. Yeah, you might tell our listeners how you coped with that.
Yeah. I suppose initially the markets had to close for a few months. So at that time, there was Neighbour Food was it happening in Clonmel, and that was where you could go, you could order your food products on an online portal each week and collect them from a particular location, like a food hub in Clonmel. So everyone ordered their produce from the different suppliers, and then there was a basket ready to pick up at a specific time each week. So that was great. But during COVID, I think everybody started baking.
Yes, it was the craziest
time ever. So yeah, it also made that side of the business very busy as well.
And probably there was a very much sense of everyone involved were like-minded people with the producing artisan food. And then you probably got customers that literally customers for life.
We did. Yeah. And, you know, we saw with the Neighbour Food, you know, all of the food producers from the market, they wanted to keep their produce being supplied to their loyal customers, and it was great to be able to do that.
Trevor, turning to the markets Thursday, Saturday, I know it's a big tie for you, but my God, it must be great boost for you to meet the repeat customers coming up year on year. And as Sandra mentioned, since she started, you haven't missed a week.
No, it's really important. It's been the backbone to the business, to be honest, since the very start. It's helped us to grow the business. And also when I'm meeting customers every week, you get that feedback, which keeps pushing you on to quality is really important. People won't come back unless the quality is good every week.
We mentioned the breed of hen there out here on the grass, brown, beautiful brown hens, and of course the brown egg. The brown egg really is nearly a must if you're in the egg business.
It is, especially in Ireland. People want that brown egg. So the shell quality is really important, which comes back to the feed. As the feed has to be right to keep the shell quality right and the egg inside right as well.
And then the fresh paddock, keeping that fresh bit of grass for the hens. How difficult is that to manage that?
Yeah, we rotate the paddock. So the hens are in each paddock for 4 or 5 weeks and then they move on to a new paddock and that gives a chance the paddocks clean up and we can cut top them to keep the grass short for the hens as well.
And then there's actually rotate around every couple of weeks between all the various paddocks.
Yeah, we have to, just to keep the paddocks clean. And the hens like the short, fresh grass. They don't want long grass, really. So that's why we rotate them.
And I mentioned to Sandra about the regulations and the department inspections are vital in one sense, but also from your point of view, being able to pass all of those over the past 20 years, that must be a great boost to you know that you're doing things right.
It is. It's really important. The paperwork side of it is, it's vital. If you don't have the paperwork right, you're not going to go very far. So, but to be fair, all the agencies from the local enterprise board, Department of Agriculture will work with you. The things are changing regulations, they will help you to meet the new standards.
Enterprise board have helped you?
They have. Start with the Food Academy, they were a big help. They put a lot of effort into getting the background work done here with the farm and paperwork, so it was a big help.
Well, that's it, Damien, for part one. We're here on the farm of Trevor and Sandra out here in Ballinamull, the early bird eggs. Don't go away, join us on part two when we'll hear more from Trevor and Sandra about the very successful early bird eggs free range business.
WLR's Week on the Farm, a Daisha Today special.
Thanks to IFAC, an expert team of accountants and financial advisors with specialist knowledge of farming, food and agriculture business.
Well, welcome back, Damien. We're here on early bird eggs with Sandra and Trevor here in Ballinamull, discussing the whole enterprise that they set up, would you believe, 20 years ago. It's their 20th anniversary. Trevor, it's hard to believe it is 20 years. Were there times early on that you felt that I've made a wrong decision here, or was it systems go from the start?
No, there was never a time where we made a wrong decision. At the start, I guess we were only doing the markets and more wholesaling, so it wasn't as demanding maybe as it is now, but we definitely knew it was the right way to go.
We mentioned the farmer markets. Obviously, you were wholesaling initially. The farmer markets were key, but then developing customers and loyal customers. And before we came on air, you mentioned a lot of the customers that started out with you are still with you, which is great credit both to you and the customer.
It is, yeah, but it comes back to the quality. If the quality is right, people will come back. And the markets are great that way. They support local producers. Mm. Lots of producers in all the markets that are depending on these to make their living.
You mentioned the Super Value Academy and indeed speaking to Richard Galvin earlier in the week as regards to Clashkenny organic apple juice and apple cider vinegar. You found that very beneficial yourself and Sandra. It really opened your eyes to what's needed as regards marketing because this is a whole new area for you, promoting and developing a product and a brand.
It is. Coming from the farming background, it's a bit daunting looking in at the industry as to where to go to get information, to gather it all together. So that was the thing. It brought all the different experts together. So with the enterprise board to show you the route to go and all the work to do.
As regards Super Value then, in this region, what Super Value stores are you involved in or what geographical spread have you?
Yeah, we have Cabaquin, Dungarvan, Tramore, two in Waterford City, Carrick and Clonmel. So they're a great base, like they're all within an hour of here. So that gives us a good base to work.
And as regards sourcing for them, I'm sure there are times, is it very much steady eddy all year round or is there peak valley as regards demand for eggs?
It's pretty steady, but there would be busy times like Christmas and Easter where there is a spike. But we know that's coming and we have always had the supply to keep them going.
Sandra, turning to you as regards customers, while Super Value obviously were a key one to have and a real background, you've some very loyal customers from day one across the city and county.
Yeah, it's a good complaint. We have so many customers. We have 70, 80 different people that we're supplying. You know, our King Food Stores have always been such a big supporter of local producers. And of course, Conor Lannan in the Country Store and Barron's Bakery, you know. the well-known names.
And they've been great, really, both Connor and Arkeen in particular, Country Store in Dungarvan, Arkeen. Great to support local artists and producers. But obviously, guys, from the start, getting that leg up from somebody like that must have been great for you.
It was. It gave us a platform, you know, and visibility, I suppose. And also we were able to advertise on that on social media. Right. So, yeah, that was huge. And then we got aboard with hotels such as Faith Leg, which are a great support of local producers also.
You also moved into the butchers, you were telling me. I didn't realise so many butchers now supply eggs. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. Great support also from the butchers in Dungarvan and in Clonmel. Yeah.
Great. Then as regards developing the whole business and keeping a track on it as regards administration, this was all new for you. I know you work off farm as well. You have your own career. But as regards the administration involved, both with the department as regards legislation, but also customers week on week, keeping that right is so important.
Yeah. I suppose the paperwork increased as the demand increased, which is a good complaint too, I suppose. When we started off first, you know, we had a few shops and then it grew and grew. So we had to change how we were issuing invoices. Right. So we got some great advice on what packages to use there from Owen in IFAC in Dungarvan, you know, who understood our business and knew what we
That was a game changer for you, because as you were expanding, it was getting more complicated and more for you literally holding the pen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, paperwork, you want to automate and digitize it as much as you can. So by having a particular invoicing package, that would automate a lot of the manual entry I was doing, I suppose.
And a lot of the customers we mentioned are repeat. That must be a great boost for you, getting that repeat business year on year. You're celebrating your 20th anniversary this June, I believe. Yes. So it's very timely. Yeah. We're here with you this morning.
Yeah, we never imagined. I suppose we weren't looking 20 years ahead when we started, but yeah, it's a success story, I suppose, something we're very proud of, to still be servicing and supplying those customers 20 years later.
Trevor, your late dad would be very proud. He was alive when you started the enterprise. My God, in his wildest dreams, he never saw it developing into such a successful business, the early bird free-range eggs.
No, I suppose, to be fair, he always encouraged to go ahead. He was always very progressive, so he never had any doubts about it. But it was certainly, I was looking at it a bit, and you see all these hens arriving in. It was very different, but it's been a great success, and he definitely would be delighted.
I mentioned earlier it's very labour intensive, and you yourself not alone involved on the farm from the production end and the packaging end, also the farmer market. So I'm sure there's some days, while it's an early bird egg, Trevor is an early riser.
It is. Look, I suppose coming from being grown up at a farm, we're used to times being long hours. It can't be long hours all the time, but there are times where you just have to put in the work.
And do you find that the farmer markets, the fellow, we'll say, exhibitors or the producers that you meet week on week, you can be great help to each other and they need support?
Definitely, yeah. And it's good to they're in the same boat, really, as we are. So they're doing on the same road. So they get advice and just things to help you out and to work together.
You mentioned there you're sourcing your hens from Fermoy. Obviously, the Cavan Monaghan area is renowned for eggs, indeed, is really the centre of the poultry business. You're fortunate to have one so close to home.
It is. I think it's a big advantage. The hens, you know, the family that are rearing them, we've always got good hens. And from that then, if the hens come in well, it gives us a great start to get the hens laying.
The packing then, have you a certain time of the day for packing, or does it vary? Do you pick the eggs every early in the morning or later in the evening? Or what way do you actually work, or what type of time frame do you do the packing in and indeed the picking?
Yeah, but because hens are laying 7 days a week, so the first job in the morning is packing the eggs in the house. After that, then we move them across to the grading shed where the eggs are graded into different weights for different courses.
People don't realise that the eggs are graded small, medium and large.
Yeah, so for the packaging and for the department rules, you have to grade the eggs and stamp sort of into the different weight categories. Mm. So most of the large eggs will go to the supermarkets and small shops, and most of the medium then will go into restaurants and hotels.
And of course, from the point of view of eggs, price-wise in the supermarket, it has been a steady eddy.
It has. I think eggs are still good value. It's a good source of protein. They may have increased a little bit in price, but not as much as other things. So I think that's still a good value.
Sandra, turning to you, when you look back at the 20 years, my God, where the business has grown to it. And I know you're still working off farm, but my God, for a family business, there must be times when you say, my God, what we have achieved in the 20 years.
Yeah, I suppose we don't give ourselves enough credit sometimes, maybe, but yeah, we have achieved a lot. And I suppose we started off like we weren't trying to run before we could walk. So we really started off crawl, walk, run and do things properly. But yeah, it's been a huge learning curve, but and challenges along the way. But we've overcome any obstacles.
Trevor, what advice would you give to anyone listening who might be thinking of diversifying, number one, or setting up a small business? What are the key planks for building a small family business?
To get the right advice from the start. The likes of if it's farming involved, Tagus definitely a big help. Like the Y Factor are a great help with the financial side of it, and the Enterprise Board as well really do have a lot of experts on hand that whatever direction you're looking from, they can get the right person to help you in that area.
And as you said, the support from SuperValue has been outstanding for you, getting involved in the academy where you learn a lot, not just about selling, about marketing and indeed the whole running of a successful food business.
It is. They've been great since the very start with the Food Academy program. It's not just about getting you in the door. It's also having them in the right location in the store and promoting it. So it's been a big help.
And I'm sure a lot of people you met on the Academy, you've remained friends and stayed in contact because a lot of producers into the likes of SuperValue, obviously, you have a lot in common.
It is, yeah. From the Food Academy program, there's still people there that are good friends of. They're on the same road as you are, they're meeting the same hurdles. So it's great to stay in contact and help each other out.
Sandra, you have a young man, he's in school in Tornina. Do you see him getting involved or do you involve him in the business at weekends or after school time?
Yeah, he does. When he wants to buy something new, we say to him, you can go now and pack some eggs and you'll earn your wages.
Yeah.
As long as summer holiday is coming now. So
he gets a feel about making a few bob that you have to get up early and do a piece. Yeah.
I think that's important.
And it can go off with the delivery as well or in with dad for the farmer markets.
And he loves going to the farmer's markets and we love to do that now for the summer.
That's great to look forward. So Trevor, finally, to sum up, the Early Bird Egg started 20 years ago. As I said earlier, your dad would be so proud and you must be as well for what you've achieved yourself and Sandra here in Ballinamull.
It is, and it has been, I don't realise over 20 years how fast it goes, but it has been a success, in fairness, and it's done really well, and it's busier than ever, so it's good.
Well, Trevor and Sandra, listen, thanks for having us out here this morning. And indeed, very best of luck in the future. It's a great success story. It's the Early Bird Eggs. Damien, we're here in Ballinamult on the farm of Trevor and Sandra here in Ballinamult with their free range eggs. The hens, as we speak, are out in the grass field. And that's what it's all about, producing pure quality food here in Ballinamult for the Early Bird Eggs. Back to you, Damien.
WLR's Week on the Farm, a Daisha Today special on some of Ireland's best farms.
Thanks to IFAC, providing tax and accountancy advice for your agribusiness.